Hi, my name is Nina Regalado. I am a writer living in Georgetown, Texas. I would like to monologue about my creative process with Visibility, the prose poem featured in monologuing. So first off, I would like to start from the beginning. So I say it's emotional, physical, and mental. So when I first began thinking about the prompt, Visibility, my first reaction was to go super into it and like be very, very straightforward and just do exactly kind of what the word meant. Can I help you, sir? Sorry, I also have a cat. His name is CJ. And so I kind of do an overall version of Visibility, of what where Visibility comes from and how we use it in our daily lives. So we all want to be seen. It's used in queer visibility and physical visibility. We want to be seen, we want to be heard. It's not just being able to actually see something, if that makes any sense. And CJ, excuse me, sir. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, CJ wants to be a part of it. This next part, though, I do get very close to home. It is very raw and real, and it is very recent. It's a lot of anger and a lot of sadness that has come up in my life recently. And so it says, "Do you see me? I'm not far from you." It's basically saying I sat right in front of somebody and they didn't see how much I was hurt. And basically I kind of go from there and say, I wore my heart on my sleeve for you. I have given you as much as I can. And it's honestly just a way of me. It's almost as if I was giving up. But I still see this other person. I still see them as, I still want to help them, if that makes any sense. So I see them more than they see me. And I see the fact that they are hurting as well. And so I give everything I can to help them. And yet I get nothing in return. But I guess that's kind of what people pleasers do. So in the end, I just kind of apologize again, and I'm I still see you, and I want what's best for you, and if nobody else will see you, I will always see you. I will always see who you are, and see your generosity, and see the good in you. So, seeing Visibility in a way, this kind of came out to be seeing the good and the bad in people, no matter really what. And trying not to push people away, because I really enjoy the way I started off with "Can you see me?" and then ending it with "You are visible to me," because a lot of people just need to hear that sometimes. But this is a long version, and I will cut it short. I'm just gonna listen back to this, but yes, okay. Part 1.